Why don't you pray with me, please? Father, now as we go into your word, we pray that your Holy Spirit would speak to each one of us. Lord, we're tackling a difficult theological concept this morning, and we just pray that your spirit of knowledge and wisdom and understanding would fill each one of us. May we leave here, Father, with a better knowledge of who you are and who we are, what you have in store for us, and where we are at this time. Speak to us, Father, I pray, and may there be much, much less of me and more of you. What's in the name of Jesus, in the name of the one who died and lives today, amen. It seems like every day that there's a major catastrophe. Not long ago, Penny and I were watching TV one evening, and a TV news update occurred. And while we were sitting there watching this news update, it showed a multi-dwelling high-rise in London that was on fire. And while we were sitting there watching this fire on TV, you knew that there were people that were trapped in that tower, in that apartment complex. And as we sat there watching, I knew that there were people that were going to ask, where's God? Why didn't he stop this? Or why did God allow this? But you can even take the questions even further than that. You can ask the question, where's God when a baby is abused? Or where is God when there's any type of abuse in the family? When Jeffrey was a senior, he had some good friends, and on prom night, they got their dates and they went out. And coming back after on prom night, one of his buddies had dropped his date off and was headed home and had an accident, and it killed him. Can't imagine what those parents went through. But I want you to know that God was with those parents. And I believe that every tear that they shed, God shed a tear with them. But as Christians, we need to have answers when things like this happen. So this morning, I want to humbly, and I say humbly, approach this theological question of God's sovereignty. Is God in absolute control? Is God in absolute control of all things at all times? That everything that happens, this is a question, is everything that happens due to God? Is God in control of all things, at all times? Does God have absolute sovereignty? Now let me say that some find it comforting that God meant for them to suffer in order for some greater purpose. They have a disease or something happened to them that God did to them because he had a greater purpose in their life. But that just doesn't register with the God I know and love. You know, God is known as love in Scripture. That's how he's described. If you ever want somebody to ask me, tell me about God, all you got to say is love. What do you mean? That's what God is. He's love. Then you can go to the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians and you can read about what love is, and he'll describe exactly who God is. But the God I know is a God of love. God allowing bad to happen, God sending sicknesses, not the God that is represented by our Lord Jesus. God in the flesh, Jesus, he healed sickness. He attached an ear that was cut off during a fight. He raised the dead. So I want to look at this question this morning of God's sovereignty, because I want us to grasp where we are, who we are, and what God's plan is. You see, there's a difference between power and authority. God is indeed all-powerful. But even though God is powerful, God chose to limit his power by delegating his authority to those he created. Look at Genesis 1, 26 through 27. Boy, this is so important for us to grasp. And God said, let us make man in our image. And let them have what?
Dominion.
Over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and what?
Over the earth.
And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Andy, go back one slide, please. Can you go back one? So, God said, we're going to create man in our image, the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, one God, but he reveals himself to us three different ways. He says, we're going to make them in our image, and they're going to be after our likeness, our complete likeness. They're going to have the same heart that we have. And then I'm going to give them dominion over this earth that I have created for them. Did you know that all this that we look, I'm looking at here this morning, I see June bugs. I guess that's what this is. See all these things flying out here? Are those June bugs? I don't know why they call them June bugs when they come out in July. But when I was a kid, I used to play with June bugs. Did you ever do that? I know this is going to sound terrible. I used to take a string, tie it to their little leg, and they'd fly around. Man, God created the June bugs for us. Look at these flowers. Aren't these flowers gorgeous? God created those flowers for us to adore and enjoy. Look at this beautiful day that we have. The sun is shining. The leaves are out. It's green. I don't think it's too hot outside, is it, yet? But God created all of this for us to enjoy. He created the earth for you, and he created the earth for me. He created it for those that he created. With the delegation, now you can go forward, Andy. With the delegation of authority, God made man responsible for what happens here on earth. Do you get that? God made man. He made him in his likeness. He then said, I am son, daughter, I am going to take you and I am going to give you the authority to rule the earth. God expects man to rule the earth as God would rule the earth. Why? Because man was created in God's image. Do you see this? You get it? And through Scripture, there is one obvious thread that God loves us. We are his family. God calls us children. He calls Israel his wife. He calls the church his bride. So God giving dominion is like God saying to his child, here, my son, here, my daughter, I've created this for you. Take it, rule over it as I would rule over it. It's a gift. Do you see that? He gave us a gift. He said, rule it like I would rule it. It's yours. I created it for you. So God made heaven on earth. God made heaven on earth for Adam and Eve, our parents, and they blew it. They rebelled against God. They sinned, and that sin nature was passed down to you and I. And earth was no more heaven, for it was broken, and we now live in a broken world whom has its own leader. Look at 2 Corinthians 4, 3 through 4. We just read this, but we're going to read it again. But if our gospel be hid, this is Paul writing to the church at Corinth, and he's talking about preaching the gospel. And he says the gospel, of course, is the good news of Jesus Christ, that God himself came to earth, clothed himself in humanity, shed his blood, died and resurrected, put his Holy Spirit in those who believe. Then he says, but if our gospel is hid, if the good news of Jesus is hid, it is hid to them that are what?
Lost.
Because the God of this world has done what to them?
Blinded
their minds. You want to know why people today don't believe? It's because there was a God of this world, and he is blinding their mind. He's making the resurrection sound something like it's a fairy tale, when in fact it is the truth of God. It is his way of salvation. The cross, to those who are perishing, is foolishness, but for you and I who believe, it is power and it's salvation. Now, so we find out that there's a God of this world. He's blinded the minds of those who do not believe. But then he says, unless the glorious light of the gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. So here you've got these folks who are blinded. They can't see because of the God of this world. But when the glorious light of God shines on them, they realize that this is the truth. And they become believers too. Now, we're living in a broken world. But God, knowing that man would sin, from the very beginning told us about Jesus. The new covenant that we have with Jesus is how God flows his authority and power to us as we bring the kingdom of God to the world around us. Are you getting this? One more time. We have a new covenant with God. It's through Jesus. And this is how God now takes the authority and power. He gives it to us to bring the kingdom of God to the broken world around us. So we're in our world, the kingdom of God world. There's another world out there that has its own ruler, but we bring the kingdom of God to the world that we have, and we should be ruling it as God would rule it, through love and joy and peace and selflessness. I'm living in a broken world, but I'm living in the kingdom of God that is in this broken world. Are you getting it? If you get it, say amen. If you don't get it, don't say anything. You'll hurt my feelings. All right, look at Psalms 8, 4 through 6. What are mere mortals that you should think about them, human beings that you should care for them? Yet you made them only a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them charge of what?
Everything they made.
Putting all things
under their authority.
See, this describes our position in Christ. We have the authority to bring the kingdom of God to a broken world. We are to rule the world as God would, through love, forgiveness, humbleness, selflessness. This is the light that shines in the darkness. We need to understand that there are multiple forces at work in the world today. Even though Satan has been defeated, Satan is still operating today. He steps in whenever believers fail to exercise their God-given authority. So what is our authority? You ready? It's not to heal the sick or cast out demons. Only God can do that. This is what Scripture says our authority is. Look at Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And Jesus came to them and said, and heaven and on earth has been given to me. And make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and of the Holy Spirit. So what... I'm not done yet. Is there more? Yes. I can't read. Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. So Jesus says, look, I have all authority, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you my authority, and this is what he passes on to us. I'm giving you my authority to make disciples. I'm giving you my authority to baptize. I'm giving you my authority to teach them everything that I have commanded you. I want you to teach them. You have the authority to do that. And oh, by the way, in John 1:12, you also have the authority to be called the sons of God. And also in Hebrews 4:16, we have the authority that we can go before the throne of God with grace and great confidence. That's the authority that you and I have as Christians. Now, looking at this, you've got a world that is broken, a world that has its own ruler, and you have us believers who have the kingdom of God's around us in this world that is broken. We also know that God created the world. He gave it to those that He created, and it is up to us to rule that world. Now, do you see where things are going awry here? God does not make bad things happen. Look at John 1, 16 through 17. Don't be what?
Deceived.
See, if you go before this, John is talking about some things that are happening, some bad things that are happening. And then he says, look, I don't want you to be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He is consistent. He is good. God is good. God is good all the time. He doesn't change. He says, don't be deceived. But Brother Mike, what about earthquakes and hurricanes and tornadoes? As far back as Noah, the planet has been unstable. If you go to Romans 8 and look at verses 20 and 21, and I would suggest you do this, Paul tells us that the creation was affected by sin and that perfect creation is no longer perfect. Do you believe that when God created the Garden of Eden, do you think they had hurricanes? Do you think they had thunderstorms? Do you think they had tornadoes? Do you think there were tsunamis? Do you think there were earthquakes? No, it was heaven on earth. None of that happened. None of this took place until sin rocked the universe. And listen to this. The earth is groaning because it was made in perfection. It is groaning for the return of Jesus, the Messiah, to set up His perfect kingdom. Jesus is coming again, you know, and He's coming for a purpose. Now, God has given us control. We've seen that back in Genesis. But instead of running to God, the world runs to Satan. Our first parents did the same thing, and we continue to do this, so today. God is not the author of bad things. He's not the author of sickness. He's not the author of accidents or weather catastrophes or terrorism or abuse or killing. He's not the author of any of that. We rule this world, and that's why it's a mess. God has given us the authority to rule this world. God created heaven on earth. He gave us the authority. He created us to rule over it, and I got to tell you, we're not doing a very good job. Now, I do believe that God intervenes. I believe that there are angels watching over us. I believe that God is true to His word, and He allows us to rule this world that He created for us. However, God has a plan, and that plan is sovereign. He is in control, and it is not going to change. His plan of a new heaven and a new earth is going to happen. His plan for Jesus to return to earth again is going to happen. His plan for eternal life is going to happen. These things are sovereign. You can write it down. It's in the book. It's already written down. You can believe it. It's truth. You see, God is in control. And His plan is for us to rule the earth as He would through love. But since we sin and the prince of this world is sneaking around like a lion ready to devour us, the world has issues. But God has given us the authority to live in His kingdom here on earth. Isn't that beautiful? We live in a broken world, but yet we can live in the kingdom of God right now here on this broken world. Isn't that beautiful? We can live in a kingdom that is ruled by love, that is ruled by forgiveness, that is ruled by selflessness. We can do that by the way that we live with one another. We can do that by the way that we live with those outside the church. We can live in a broken world, but it's so beautiful that we can live in God's kingdom that's here on this earth. And we can rule it like He wants us to. And in doing so, we are a light to a dark world. Now, God's in control. Say that with me. God's in control. God gave us authority to rule the earth. And why bad things happen? It's because we're not ruling it in His image are in his likeness. So next time somebody asks you, where's your God? Why would God allow something like this to happen? You can tell them, hey, he gave us the authority. God didn't do this. We did it. Let's go to God and pray. Father, we love you so much, and we know that you are all loving and all knowledgeable. Sometimes, Father, it's hard for us to understand your great love for us, especially if we're going through tough times. But, Father, remind us that your love for us is complete. It's never ending. And that you have something so special in store for us that we should be putting on our resurrection party shoes. That where we are today is just temporary and this is not home. It's a training ground preparing us for something much greater. So Lord, we pray that you would just enlighten us. Let us understand your plan. Let us understand what you mean by having authority over this earth. And Lord, may we bring the kingdom of God around us so that others will want it and that it will expand. Because there's nothing greater than living in your kingdom. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, did that make sense? If that made sense, say amen. If you didn't get it, say amen. Okay. Won't you stand, please?